Hi everyone, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Zaina.
And this is A to Z Radio Show. Woo!
Woo! Yay! New episode!
This is episode 6, which is crazy that we've been doing this for 6 weeks now.
Yeah, wow.
Me and Zaina were so nervous when we first started doing this podcast, I feel like, and we didn't really know what to talk about, and now it comes, like, way more naturally.
It's true. It's been cool seeing our process of becoming more comfortable, too. Like, the first time we had to pause it so many times, and we'd be like, okay, was that okay? Did I sound weird?
Yeah, and I would have to edit out so much, because, like, we would just be, like, talking in between, saying, like, oh, is that okay? Should I, like, say that again? Should I say it better? But now I really don't put much effort into editing because we pretty much do it like one go.
We literally come in, start it, and just go all the way through, basically. Yeah,
which is great. But anyways, this is unfortunately our last one for the semester.
Yeah.
Because we have exams coming up and then we have Christmas break. But we will be back, I believe it's the second week of January.
Yeah, so we'll just take a little break and we'll see you guys soon after the holidays.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to talk about what we're going to be talking about today?
Yeah, so today we have a very eventful and silly story to share with you guys that recently happened. And then we're just going to discuss, you know, all things Christmas and winter holiday season.
Yes, because it's so cold outside. We thought it was really fitting. Like, it's literally like negative, I don't even know, 10 degrees with wind chill.
It feels like it's finally becoming winter at the end of November.
But you know what? I'm kind of looking forward to it because I do love, like, winter sports. Like, I like skating. Mm-hmm. I like skiing. But I don't know. I'm kind of – I hate the cold. Like, I don't even want to be in Canada during this time.
Yeah. There's definitely pros and cons. I'm not excited to, like, not having feeling in my toes.
Yeah, no. Going to class today was actually excruciating. I almost did not go just because of how cold it is.
Yeah, and it's just, it's dark so early. There's no real sun shining on you in the morning. It's pretty depressing.
I wake up and it's dark. Yeah. Like, what am I supposed to do with that information?
I know.
If you wake up too early, it's dark. And if you wake up too late, it's dark. Because there's, like, a very small period of sun.
Yes, literally.
So.
I'm thinking they need to put in some sort of, like, artificial sun. Or, like, a sunset lamp.
That's so crazy.
But, like,
the world.
In the ozone. So that it's just, that would be really nice.
I know. They should, like, do, like, daylight savings stronger, like, better. Yeah. I don't know why they only do it, like, twice a year.
I know. I always think they should push it back and push it forward more hours so that it actually, like...
What is 1 hour going to do when it gets dark at 4 p.m.?
Right?
Push it back, like, 4 hours.
Right?
I mean, that's very aggressive.
Completely flip the time zone.
It's a very aggressive switch. Imagine, like, one day it's 1 p.m. and then literally the next morning it's, like, 4 a.m. Like, no one knows what's going on.
You forget and then you're, like, late for work.
Yeah.
So funny. Okay, let's tell them the story.
Yeah, okay. So pretty much we have been in our apartment. One of our roommates, Girly. Shout out, Girly. Love you, Girly.
Love you, Girly.
She's brought her dog from home, who we love. We love this dog. Yeah. She's such a well-behaved, cute little girl.
She is.
So we've been watching her in our apartment for the last, I don't know, like week and a bit.
Yeah.
And she's with us till, like, Christmas, I think. But,
technically, our building does not allow pets. On a technicality.
If we're being super technical.
Super duper technical.
But everyone around us has pets. Like, I've met, like, 4 girls with cats.
Yeah, and they don't allow pets to stay and to reside there. But Malibu, she's visiting us for, like, a week and a bit, you know?
Yeah, she's a temporary different guest.
It's different.
So, anyways... Our fear, though, however, is that they, you know, like, get mad if they like, find out about the dog. Even though she literally does not bark. Like, she's really, really well-behaved.
She's the most obedient, calm, peaceful dog ever.
Literally. So, anyways, a couple of the roomies and I were taking down our garbage. And as we're taking out the garbage, we see this guy in the hallway. He looked kind of suspicious.
This is 2 days ago.
Yeah, this is literally 2 days ago. He looked a little suspicious because he was wearing, like, I don't know if he was, like, I don't know how to explain. I think he was wearing, like, a Nike black tech fleece. And, like, he just looked like he was dressed like a teenage boy.
Yeah.
But he was, like, 40 years old. But he also had on, what's it called? The full face mask with just the eyes out.
Like a shiesty.
Yeah.
Wow, that's actually crazy. That's scary. That's really scary.
And for some reason, these three guys that were, like, also in the recycling room, like, we saw them go out. And they opened the door for this, like, suspicious male.
Oh, no.
And, like, obviously, like, you know, like, I get it. Like, sometimes, too, maybe the guy's just cold, you know? So, we didn't think much of it. We're like, you know what? Yeah, was he a little suspicious looking? Sure. But, like, you know what? Like, he's just probably a guy who's cold in the winter trying to get some heat. Maybe he knows someone in the building. Whatever. We go upstairs. 2 minutes later, fire alarm goes off.
Yeah, so then this is now when I come out of my room and I join what's going on.
Yeah.
And then we realize we have to evacuate our building ASAP because it's Malibu Mission Impossible.
Yes.
We have to get her out because every time the fire alarm goes off, our landlords have to come to the building to, like, check everything out with the firefighters and make sure everything's okay. So we knew that they were going to come and that everyone in the building would have to evacuate, so we didn't want them to see Malibu coming out of the building in the process.
Exactly. So we're like, we got to go as fast as we can. Yeah. We got to get out now. We're like, grab the leash, grab her harness or whatever she even uses, and, like, let's get out of there, you know? And we were expecting this to be, because we've had multiple false fire alarms at our building, a quick, like, I didn't make the correlation of anything, right?
Oh, yeah. There's never, like, when your fire alarm goes off in your building in Waterloo, it's never a real fire.
Ever.
Like, it's always, like, you know, someone was being silly in the stairwell, or just someone was cooking and their oven, like, was old.
Exactly. So we're like, this is no big deal, so let's go take a lap with the dog. By the time we get back, I bet everything's fine. Yeah. So we're taking the dog for a walk. First of all, we see some guy walking this animal, and we're, like, really confused what this animal is.
Yeah, we see this, like, small, white, long, fluff ball across the street, like, scurrying in the lawn, and it's on a leash, and this guy's holding it. And we're like, whoa, what is that? Is that a ferret?
And we walk over, and we start petting this guy's ferret. So cute, by the way.
It was so cute.
So random. And I love it, honestly. I love seeing, like, boys take care of an animal like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to explain it. Just even girls, like, just, like, the fact that, like, it's a ferret. Like, no one takes a ferret for a walk. But the fact that, like, this guy took time out of his day to, like, take his ferret for a walk.
I agree, because any animal other than, like, a dog, even people who get cats, they'll be like, you know, they're independent animals. They don't need as much care. So to have, like, a hamster, a ferret, anything else, and you're properly taking care of it, and you actually really love it, it's so beautiful.
It's so cute. So, yeah, we're paying this guy's ferret. It's been long enough, right, we think. We go back.
Yeah.
There's more fire trucks than we were expecting. So normally, like, one, and
then
they leave.
Normally it's one parked on the side of the building, like, four firefighters go in for 5 minutes, check everything out, come out, that is done, they leave, we go back inside.
Right.
This is, like, 20 minutes later, at least.
And there's more fire trucks coming.
Like, 30 firefighters all in the lobby and in the back of the building, all entrances and exits, they were there.
Yeah.
And we also saw our landlord with them, like, walking around, scanning the premises. So we were a little bit scared.
So we're like, okay, it's fine. Like, let's just wait in, like, the parking lot behind our building for a bit. They'll leave soon. This is probably no big deal.
Yeah.
How much time goes by even? Like,
I swear we were waiting. You're waiting a really long time.
No, it was, like, honestly almost an hour, I want to say.
It was, like, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Because then we also went to our friend's apartment.
Because it was taking so long,
and we were stranded. We didn't know where to go. And luckily, a few of our friends lived together in the apartment right across from ours. So we knew that if we went to visit them in their apartment, we'd be able to get, like, a nice bird's eye view of our apartment and, you know, keep tabs on what was going on and the progress and if we could go back home.
Yes, like, literally, like, picture their apartment's, like, the 10th floor and ours, like, our building only has, like, what, five, six, six,
six
floors.
Yeah.
So they have six, we have six floors and they have, like, 20. So from their floor, you could just see our entire building. So we get a good view. We get everything.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're there. We're waiting at her place for a bit. We start to see the fire trucks go. We're like, okay, you know what? Let's go in. You know, let's just, like, run in with the dog. It'll be fine. We get down. We go through the back parking lot, run across, and we use, like, our keys, our fobs to try to get in. It's not working. Like, we can't get through the back. So Zane and I are like, okay, we'll go in from the inside and, like, unlock it from in there.
Yeah, and we were, mind you, we were so stressed because they had just been there, like, they were all surrounding the parking lot, so we were like, we have to move fast because, like, who knows if someone's going to come back, because our landlord was still in the building, yeah, like looking around. His truck was there, and we saw him, like, walk in. So, yeah, so then we're, like, stressing out because our key card thing isn't working. We go around to the front. Did it work there?
No, the door was, like, literally propped open. We didn't know what was going on, but our fob system was completely
out. It wasn't working anywhere. Yeah. It would, like, just flash red, and that's never happened before at our building.
Yeah, so we eventually, you know, go around, open through, like, from the front, we went around to the back, opened the door for our friends, they went up, Malibu's fine. And we're like, okay, that was, like, weird, don't know what's going on. The next morning, my friend Brianna wakes me up, and she's like, look at the email they just sent. And I'm looking at the email our landlord sent, and they basically sent an email saying, like, the people that opened the door for this guy, this random guy with the shiesty mask.
The guy who looked like an adult but was dressed like a university kid.
Yeah, that guy. He went into the garbage room, started a fire, shut down our fob system from being able to open the building.
And then left. And then fleed.
And then fled the scene. So the guy that was literally let in was the reason that we almost got caught.
Yeah, and for, like, 2 days after that, our fob system was still not working. Yeah. So I have no idea what he did, but, like, he...
And why he did it? Like, what do you think he was up to?
I really think he's just a menace. I don't know. It was just his pastime. He just wanted to come into a random building and start a fire. I don't know.
Like, in my head, I was thinking maybe he, like, you know, started a fire, and then, like, when everyone leaves, he, like, goes into someone's room and, like, steals their things or something. Like, you know, like, something where
yeah,
there's, like,
we haven't heard, like, anyone was robbed. Nothing. Or anyone saw him after.
Like, he literally just wanted to just start a fire.
Just a little light arson.
Just, pyrenous activities.
But yeah, and it's, the funny thing is that nothing eventful like this has happened at our building so far, so that's why we thought that it was okay for Malibu to come stay with us, because we're like, yeah, you know, our landlords, they also only usually come to our apartment building once a week, they're only in the office once a week,
but
because
hours.
Of this, they've been here all week, so it's so funny that the time that we happened to have a dog in our apartment, there's all this commotion, we had to flee, we couldn't get back in, Mission Impossible with the firefighters, it's really funny.
Even, like, the next day when Girly took Malibu for a walk, she, like, called me and was like, the keys are working, like, you have to come down and open it, like, nothing was working, it was just, like, everything was not in our favor. So, anyways, Christmas break. It's coming up. Around the corner. We start exams in, like, a week, and then, like, the week after, basically, it's Christmas.
Yeah, it's crazy how fast it comes. Like, literally, November 1st, everyone's ready for Christmas. Like, did you see the video of Mariah Carey defrosting? She literally posted that November 1st. It's so crazy that she makes, like, she doesn't need to do anything else. She could just make all her money from that song.
I know.
Like, is that so crazy?
It's so, it's streamed, like, oh my god. Can you imagine the amount of streams on that song? Damn, Sheree's number one every Christmas. Like, number one on billboards every Christmas.
And she knows that she doesn't have to do anything the rest of the year.
Literally.
Come November 1st, the sales will be raked in.
That's so crazy. Do you have, like, something you're looking forward to for Christmas break? Like, any traditions or anything like that?
I would say, like, Christmas Day on my dad's side, we all go to my uncle's house, so I get to see, like, all my, like, 100 cousins.
That's beautiful.
And it's really fun. We eat really good food. Yeah, I'd say, okay, because on my mom's side, we would also all go to my grandma's. And then we would do presents, dinner, and then all the adults would play this really intense poker game every year. And then all the kids would just, like, watch.
That's like your boyfriend and his friends doing a really intense poker game.
Yeah, definitely. That's so true. That's so true. Yeah, but now since, like, all the grandkids have started getting older, we don't really do that at my grandma's as much because everyone kind of just, like, goes away for vacation. But we'll still do my dad's side this year. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, my mom is going to be on vacation for Christmas, literally. And then I'll see her, like, after.
Aw.
It's also because, like, on my mom's side, we're not really religious or anything. We kind of just, like, they're all Buddhist, but we would just celebrate Christmas more for, like, the family coming together and the food yeah. and the gifts. But, yeah, so that's why us not doing the tradition, it wasn't, like, as much of, like, a...
Yeah.
You know, because, like a drastic shift.
Of course. A lot of people, like so many people celebrate Christmas or a form of Christmas, even if it's not a religious thing. Just because yeah. it's a nice time of year to yeah, like, exactly. show, like, you know, like gift giving. And it's so pretty with all the lights and yeah. the kids get so excited and
yeah,
all the movies and music and people building snowmen. And, like, you know, mm-hmm. it's a nice time of the year. My family is Catholic, so we like definitely have, I guess, like a lot of traditions with that. So every year, like, a couple weeks before Christmas, I'm missing it this year because of exams, but my family does, like, Christmas caroling where everyone on my mom's side goes to one person's house and they all do potluck and we literally, like, just, like, sing Christmas music and a lot of that family, because it's so big.
Yeah.
We only see them that, like, one day in the whole year, so it's nice to see people that, like, I don't ever see.
Right.
So that is nice. And, yeah. Every Christmas Eve, I go to my grandma's house on my dad's side, and then every Christmas Day, we go to my grandma's house on my mom's side.
That's really so, nice.
Yeah. It's a very packed week, though. Like, it's like, yeah, like, I have Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, the day before, we probably go to, like, my uncle's, and the day before that, like, it's, like, that whole week is, like, very packed yeah. with seeing everyone. But it is nice, because it's time of giving.
So true.
And getting.
Oh.
And that's also important. Don't forget. Everyone's always like, it's all about giving and not receiving. But, like, if you're giving a gift, you've spent time, you spent money yeah. on, wouldn't you want a little something for
right,
yourself?
Like, realistically.
Come on. Like, be so real. It's like, it's like if you, yeah, if you gave someone a gift, wouldn't you want a gift back? You
know? Right.
But.
Okay, so what is one, like, either your most memorable Christmas from your childhood, or just one that you can, like, think of on the spot?
Oh, that's actually really hard. One of the years for, like, Christmas caroling, like, when every cousin that, like, not even cousins, they're, like, cousins, like, people I don't even know, like, my seventh cousins.
Yeah.
All of us went into the basement after, like, we, like, ate. It was, like, we brought all our food down, and we just binged all the Home Alone movies together, and now we're actually, like, homies with each other. So that was really nice, because, like, they're technically, like, the cousin that goes here,
yeah,
she's technically, like, my fifth cousin.
Mm.
Fourth or fifth, like, not, like, you know, like, far enough, but we've become so close because of doing stuff like that. So that is something that, I guess, comes to mind. How about you? Anything?
I would say, okay, I remember one year I was spending Christmas at my dad's, and it was, like, I don't remember what year was this. I think I was, like, 8 or 9, and there was a huge snowstorm, and it was, like, really bad freezing rain. A lot of places in Toronto especially lost power.
Oh, wow.
And I was living in, like, one of the places that got the most badly hit.
Yeah.
So, like, all of our family members in Scarborough were losing power. And I remember we ended up having no power for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
In our house.
Wow.
And it was, like, because it was middle of Christmas break, a lot of my family was in town, so we were all kind of, like, staying at one uncle's house to, like, all hang out with the cousins. But because everyone was slowly losing power, we would, like, move to the one house that had power, and then when that house would lose power, we would move to, like, the next house.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, like, our whole family, it was, like, you know, like, not Manhunt, you know, sardines? Like, when you...
Like, that kid's game?
The kid's yeah. game. Or, I guess it is kind of like Manhunt, too. But it's basically, like, when you find them, you either join them and hide with them, or, like, you join them and you all have to look yeah. for everyone. It was literally like that. Like, we were just, like, collecting people, and the group was growing. And then it was actually, like, a really fun Christmas, because I was just, like, hanging out with my family. And I feel like when you're a kid, like, the power going out is such an eventful thing.
It is.
Like, oh, I get to use flashlight. Oh, what are we gonna do?
What board game can we play?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're so right.
I remember having a blast, and we were all just, like, watching movies, and it was also, like, fun because we were doing a mini tour of all the different, like, yeah. locations.
That's actually really funny.
Yeah.
Aww. That's very wholesome. Oh, you know, it's a wholesome tradition. We have, mm-hmm. like, us two and three of our friends, we do Secret Santa now every year since we met each other. Yeah,
I really like how we do that, too. And I feel like every year our gifts are going to be... Because, okay, the first year we did, the gifts were good because we do know each other really well. Mm. But, like, we're only learning more interests about each other. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So by, like, every year, like, I just get a little better.
Yeah. Mm. It's a good tradition. It's a good tradition. What, in your opinion, is the best season?
You know, in a... technically speaking, I would like to say fall because that one period where it's, like, warm enough to wear just, like, a long-sleeve crop top and jeans, but it's not, like, too hot, not too cold. But fall literally does not exist anymore. It's, like, from summer to winter. So I can't even say fall at this point. Probably, I guess, like...
But you can say fall. You can, okay. I get what you mean.
Yeah.
But you could still say it. Because I would low-key vote... I would perhaps vote fall.
Yeah.
Like, I love summer and I love winter, but fall is just best of both worlds.
Yeah, exactly. I like how, like, you get some days where it's, like, actually really hot, but then, like, the next day it'll be, like, a little bit cooler. Like, and then I feel like you have the best fits in fall.
I was just gonna say there's so much room for outfit choices because you could wear basically anything. Also, Halloween is in fall.
It's true.
Also, autumn colors are really pretty.
Oh, with all the changing leaves. It's so beautiful.
And I just like the time of year, like, beginning of school year.
Yeah. It's a lot happening, you know?
Yeah.
And also Thanksgiving, even, like, Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot. I think it's great. But
I agree.
I don't know. I did love winter as a kid, but I don't know if I'm just getting, like, old, but I just can't deal with cold anymore, genuinely. It's so depressing.
Yeah. I think winter as a kid was more fun because we were doing so many of the winter activities, like skiing, skating, snowball fights, all of that. And
snowball fights. We should have a snowball fight and go sledding.
I agree. And I feel like the, like, time, like, how it gets dark at 4 p.m., I feel like that didn't really affect me as a kid.
Of course, yeah.
Like, I did not care at all, and now it's so depressing. Yeah. So because of that, I feel like I can handle winter for a shorter amount of time. Yeah.
Do you remember how criminal it was in elementary school when it would literally be, like, negative? Okay, my elementary school, that's how it worked. I don't know if it was all of Toronto, like, all the TC.
Are you going to say when they would force you to go outside for recess?
Yes. The minimum, or, like, the weather that they would bring you in at was negative 20 degrees.
I was going to say it was, like, negative 30.
So it was negative 20. So if it was negative 19, but, like, wind chill was making it feel like negative 30, but still negative 19.
They wouldn't bring you.
You have to be outside.
Yeah.
And the girls, like, I remember, like, if we were, like, I was either, like, doing a sport and, like, you know, or, like, it was too cold, but we would, like, sneak in and, like, go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then they would, like, come in and be, like, you guys have been taking too long in the bathroom.
I,
like,
remember they would check the stalls because people would just hide in
there. Bro, like, I'm catching hypothermia. Like, I feel like you should not force kids to do that.
I agree. And you know what's so funny? Because
you can't force me out. If someone were to, like, tell me go outside right now and stay out there for an hour.
I know.
And it was, like, negative 19 degrees. I'd be, like, absolutely not.
No, so it's honestly...
You're making, like, two kids?
It's honestly really crazy. It's like, so crazy. Because, like, yeah, I get it. Like, you want them to have physical activity, move around, blah, blah. But if they're literally, like, shivering, freezing, getting frostbite out there, then I don't think it's actually...
I think it's just, like, a power trip at this point. Because the kids won't even be doing physical activity. They'll be, like, in the corner. Like, if it's too cold, right? Because if it's, like, not that
Everyone
cold...
Everyone would just be huddling around. It would be too cold to even sit on the floor because your butt would freeze. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm getting PTSD. And you know what's so funny? I was talking to Celiana, my stepsister. She's, like, 13, right?
Yeah.
And she was telling me about how it's the same exact thing.
Bruh.
Like, at recess, she just got in trouble last week because they found her and her friends were hiding in the stall. Like, they're still doing the same.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And my school was... big into DPA because we had this one teacher that made us do it after every single recess. Like, she was actually a little bit intense. She was really intense. So if we were allowed outside, in her mind, we were allowed to run. So people would injure themselves all the time because they would fall from the ice, and she'd be like, get up, you're fine. And then we'd keep running. It was actually torture, because I would not do that now as a 20-year-old, let alone I was, like, 13, 12, yeah. 11, 10.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She'd be like, okay, run, after we've just been outside for an hour, like, freezing. She's like, okay, go run around the school now.
Bruh. Okay, sort of related question. Do you think that living somewhere like California, where it's one season all the time, do you think that could get, like, would that mess with you a little?
That's a good question, because, like, I've seen comments of people, like, under videos of people playing with snow saying, one day I'll have a chance to see snow. Like, that's my biggest dream. Like, they've never seen snow before, some of these people.
That's embarrassing.
Sorry. So, I don't, if it's something that's...
Yeah, I know, because even when I lived in Florida, they would do, like, artificial snow during Christmas time, and it would be a huge thing, and everyone would be like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
Yeah, to answer your question, like, I feel like I would like season changes. Maybe not as intense as Ontario, Canada.
I agree.
Like, BC even is, like, less intense changes. Yeah, exactly. So I would like weather changes. I would like different seasons. I think ours is a little too intense for me.
I agree. Because I feel like I would get a little... I would lose motivation or just...
Because every day is the same.
You need to feel like something is changing or you're progressing a little, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I couldn't handle the everyday being exactly the same.
Yeah.
But also, like, the switch up from having heat stroke in the summer here to
frostbite. Our summers are so hot and humid, and then our winters are so cold.
Yeah.
It's messed up. But yeah, I know, I find it so crazy that people have, like, literally never seen snow before, or never seen, like, autumn, like, leaves changing.
Yeah, because there's so many nice childhood winter memories. Yeah. Like, recess, we would build snow forts.
Oh my gosh, and have snowball fights.
Yeah, and, like, when you would go on field trips to go skating with your class and all that, it's just so... You know, it builds your character. It's Canadian identity.
It's true. And then I remember I would be so excited, like, waiting for the weekends in the winter, because we would go tobogganing or sledding. So, like, I remember, like, my dad, I love my dad for this. He would literally, like, try to find hills or, like, bigger hills that we've never done before. So he'd be like, I found this one hill when I was driving home from work, so this weekend we're going to check it out.
So then
we would go to, like, that new hill unlocked and, like, try that. So I did love, like, winter, it is a beautiful time. We have to appreciate it.
Of course. I agree. Yeah, this is not us hating on you, winter. Girl, don't worry. We're not hating on you. We love you. Just...
Chill out a little.
Oh, wait, no. Heat up. Okay, guys, we're back. We took a little break. And now we're going to sort of transition into some pop culture topics.
Mm-hmm. First of all, since we're on a podcast, since we are podcast hosts, one could say, I've been reading a lot of backlash Emma Chamberlain's podcast has been getting. And... pretty much her podcast, I've listened to one episode, so I can't really speak, like, in detail of what she talks about, but from what I've understood is she kind of goes into, like, her whole thing is trying to be philosophical, talking about religion stuff, like, is God real, and she kind of has, like, debates, but with herself as someone who isn't educated on the topics.
Right.
And the backlash she's getting is, one, she should either have a co-host, so she could have a disagreeing point of view, or, like, have someone to kind of have a conversation with.
Yeah.
Two, have a book or, like, watch a movie so she can, like, base her, like, facts off something.
Yeah.
And not just, like, speak from, like, her bum. don't just speak from anywhere. Or, like, three... take a class about what she wants to talk about, whether it's psychology, whether it's religion, whether it's sociology, philosophy, something like that. So, I don't know. Like, what do you think about that?
It's pretty interesting because on one hand, it's kind of like creators, should they just be able to put out whatever they want to put out? Like, it's her podcast at the end of the day. But also, I do get the perspective of, like, she's choosing to discuss big topics.
Right.
Topics
and she's framing the podcast to be, like,
educational?
Yes. Like, this is how you should learn. This is like...
Okay, yeah. I honestly agree then. I think if it's framed as an educational podcast, then it could do a lot of harm if she's accidentally... Like, obviously not consciously, but accidentally spreading misinformation about something she maybe just didn't have time to research or whatever. And then people come and listen as if it's like an educational proper source and then keep that with them. I think, yeah, that could be a little dangerous and a little harmful to people of those communities that she's discussing topics about, or like, because this is stuff that anyone, it could affect anyone and anyone could relate to, because it's topics about, like you said, religion. Doesn't she also do mental health?
She talks a lot about mental health. She
like
talks
relationship.
About, I'm pretty sure she
advice.
Talks about relationship advice. So that's another thing that you should probably not be giving advice to people if you're not. You don't have the ability.
And also,
like, or
she
resources.
Does also look into psychology, like the psychological factors of a lot of different things. And yeah, okay, so I do agree. I do see it from that perspective, honestly. I do get it. Because you also have to look at how big her platform is. Like, if it's some random person making a casual podcast, then, okay, that's one thing. But Emma Chamberlain, she is a very well-known person in the space, so you're getting a lot of listeners, and you have to take that into account. And I think it's like, you know, it's like with great power comes great responsibility. You have to take into account how many ears are going to be listening to the information you have to put out. And so you do have to be a bit more careful.
100%. Yeah, no, like, the psychological factor, she always talks about that. She's always like, oh, like, this is the reason why your relationship might not work out.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, here are the psychological factors of it. I think this is the reason why. And, like, that's fine. But if she puts it online to her young audience, and that's kind of the backlash she's getting, I feel like.
Okay.
Is that she should be more educated on the topics that she's discussing, or have someone else come on that she could kind of, like, battle what she's saying.
Yeah. To get different perspectives. Yeah, I feel like that's valid.
Yeah. I agree. I would agree with that, to be honest.
Okay, so, relating to the obligations of celebrities. Mm. Do you think that when celebrities get plastic surgery, they're obligated to, like, tell people about it and come clean?
I don't think they need to, like, they get surgery. Hey, everyone, here's an announcement. I got plastic surgery. I don't think they need to do that.
I agree.
However, it's when they lie that they don't have it. Like, I don't think they have to say anything. But
I agree with that.
But if they, like, let's say it's they get a nose job or they get a breast implants or a BBL or anything like that, and then someone goes, hey, Zayna, looks like you got a BBL, and you go, no, I did not, and then you did get it, then I feel like that is very damaging.
Yeah, and it's the same thing. Like, you have to take into account how many impressionable eyes and ears are gonna be exposed to your content.
Yes. Because then they're gonna be like, oh, claiming she's natural, she must be natural, why don't I have this naturally?
Exactly, like, you're gonna have a million 13-year-old girls crying, comparing themselves to you, realistically.
Yes, and you paid money to look the way you do.
Yeah, and you could easily turn a blind eye to that, but I feel like if you're in the public eye so much and you are gaining, like, you're making your money from it, you know, then you do kind of, you do a little bit owe it to your audience.
I agree.
Because obviously, everyone would love to not have people know, you know?
Yeah.
Like, people who get work done, I'm sure they would love to just have people be like, oh, you look good, you know, and move on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you have to take into account the impact it could have. Mm.
Yeah, like, I don't think you have to be, like, Alex Earle. Like, Alex Earle's, like, so open about it, which is great, love that for her.
Yeah, you don't have to, like, print it on your forehead.
Yeah, you don't have to be, like, her or, like, other celebrities that are just as open about it.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like when you're, like, I have never in my life got any work done, these people are, like,
yeah, like, you're deliberately, then that's, yeah, I agree.
Dude, like, the Kardashians, too. Like, I feel like they've lied so
much. Kardashians are an example of what not to do, I think.
They've lied so much about surgery. And we can't, the before and after, bro. Like, you cannot say that you never have. And that's so unfair to say to your young audience, I've never had work done.
Exactly.
When it's so obvious you did.
And you know, like, they're just an example of the impact it could have, because, like, look at the rise of the BBL.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to tell me it doesn't have an impact? It clearly does.
Exactly. And imagine that everyone still thought they were natural. Like, people figured it out over time, but I remember at first people were debating if Kim Kardashian had anything done to her butt or not.
Exactly.
For the longest time. And I remember them, like, doing x-rays or, like, claiming they'll do x-rays to show that they've never put work in their body before people discovered what injections were.
Oh my god.
So before people knew what a BBL was or anything like
that. They were not only like lying, they were fully trying to cover it up, like putting a lot of effort into it.
And they were like ahead of the game. Like they were like the starting BBLs. Like no one knew what that was. So everyone's like, butt implants are never, or like what else is there?
Exactly.
So the fact that like they were able to be like, oh, do an x-ray. We have nothing in our body because they knew people didn't know about injections yet.
Ugh, gosh.
That's pretty brutal. I can't lie.
So, and if you just look at the beauty standards today, you can see, like, that is the blueprint that girls are really comparing themselves to.
That's another really annoying thing, though. Like, the fluctuation in and
out trends of bodies. Oh, my gosh. You can never win. You can never win. In 2 years, it's going to be some new crazy thing. It's going to be, like, really long toes or something like
that. You're right, though. Like, first, it was, like, really, really skinny girls. Then it was like
skinny girls, like no butt.
No, like delete it. No,
like if you had a butt, why do you have a butt?
Yeah, you should have no fat on your body whatsoever. Now it's like, why do you have no butt?
Why do you not have a massive amount of mass in your butt? I was trying to think of a word.
So it's annoying. And if people that try to keep up with it, like, you're never going to win, and it's so draining.
I know.
So
you guys, moral of the story is, you do you. You're beautiful how you are.
Of course.
Don't try to change who you are for what the beauty standard is right now, because it'll probably change again next year.
Literally. And if you do want to, and that will make you happy, then do it for yourself.
Then do it. But do it for yourself. Yes. Do what makes you happy.
Do it 100% for yourself. Do not change anything about yourself or anyone else, because like Zeta said, it's going to change. It's going to change the standard anyways.
Yeah. And also, like, so many industries, like the beauty industry, they're profiting off people being insecure.
Oh my gosh,
So it's like, don't listen to the commercials, girl.
I know. Do you have, like, hair on your arms, wax them, like whatever.
Zap them with the
blah,
blah, blah. Do you want a smaller waist? Sleep with this waist trainer. Like, it's...
Don't do that. I 100% agree. And like you said, like, new things, like, body hair used to be completely normal. Now it's seen as not in the public eye, and you have to remove things, like, even, like, people think you have to remove, like, arm hair, which is so crazy to me, because, like, now we have to remove every hair off our body except our eyelashes and head hair and our,
like,
eyebrows.
It wouldn't be there on our bodies if it wasn't there for a reason.
No, literally.
Like, we were made the way that we are for a reason.
Yeah.
It's just society that is deciding, oh, no, that's wrong. Oh, no, that's really attractive.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't like the way that she looked because of this, but she was just born that way. Like, that's...
Exactly. Is that really unattractive? No. Some random person just decided it was, and then everyone else ran with it.
Yeah.
And it's going to change next year.
And then remember, like random things like hip dips or whatever?
TikTok is honestly so toxic, because every week there will be a new thing where people make other people feel like they need to be insecure about.
Mm.
Like, remember it was like... teeth size at one point.
Or, like, do you talk with your top teeth showing or your bottom teeth showing?
Or it was even, like, the space between your top lip and your nose. What does that even mean?
I literally saw someone comment, like, because it was, like, people normalizing, like, talking about, like, oh, I wish, like, my inner corners went in more. I wish there was, like, less space between my nose and my lip. And then someone just, like, commented, they're like, I cannot win on TikTok. Like, you're making me discover new things to be insecure about that I never have thought about in my entire life.
Yeah. And it's because it's all just, like, the psychological construction of how we see ourselves. It's so harmful that people could so easily make you feel bad about yourself. When it wasn't already there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not good. It's horrible.
It's very, it's
like, realistically, beauty is subjective. Everyone thinks different things are attractive.
Oh my gosh.
So why would we all be putting ourselves in one box? Like, it just doesn't even make sense.
For sure. And you know what? Moral story, someone is going to find you attractive as long, like, you find yourself attractive, because at the end of the day, other certain people are going to find you attractive, certain people are not going to find you attractive.
Yes.
You could be the most beautiful person in the entire world to one person, and to another person, they'll be like, I never saw the hype in that person. I never thought they were attractive.
Exactly. There's someone for everyone.
100%.
But no one is going to like you if you don't like yourself.
Damn. mic drop. Oh, can I turn on Jason Nash?
Yeah. Oh, wait, okay, wait. First, let me ask.
Yeah.
Relating to this, what do you think about, like, do you think celebrities, when there's maybe, you know, some political current events or some social issues going on, what level of obligation do you think that celebrities and people with a high following, like, what obligation do you think they have to speak up, if any?
That's a really good question, and I saw a video of a girl talking about something like this, and I thought she was so right, where people have now, for example, we could talk, like, for the war going on in the Middle East, people have become more focused on making celebrities try to talk up than the actual issue itself.
Right.
So they'll be like, how come this celebrity hasn't said anything? How come this celebrity hasn't said anything? How about this? And then people are like, now it's become, like, drama pages are talking about the fact that, like, celebrities aren't talking about this or picking whatever side, when we should be focusing on the children dying.
Yeah.
And the families being torn apart.
I agree.
But instead, people are now focusing on, like, the celebrity aspect of it. I do think, however, with that being said, if you do have a large platform, I do think you should use it for good.
Yeah, and I think you could spread awareness about...
Spread resources the, and, like, awareness.
What's going on, the event that's going on, but you don't have to... Or you shouldn't, honestly, like, post an opinion, like a final opinion, taking sides, because I think that could do a lot of harm, because your followers will then just choose the same side as you, but they haven't done any research, and celebrities realistically probably haven't done much research, just like out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah, I've seen so many celebrities post, like, literally misinformation and fake news.
Yeah, so then that could be a lot more dangerous. But I think, like, people place importance on the lives of celebrities, because, like, social media, we're just looking at their lives, and, you know, we're meant to think, like, oh, like, they're more better than ours, or, like, you know, but in certain, like, spaces, like politics and stuff like that, they are not the important people to in the cause.
I, like, already think we look up to celebrities too much, more than we already should, and the fact that we're now looking up to them, in fact, to, like, spread awareness about important issues, I think it's too much. Like, they're at the end of the day, they're, most of them are not well educated. Most of them are not educated on the topics that you want them to discuss, and it's damaging if they talk about things that they're not aware of.
I agree, and I fully, like, this is not saying celebrities don't get involved in important topics. Like, they definitely should. But I think their participation should be seen the same as just, like, normal citizens or anyone online. It shouldn't be put at some pedestal where politicians should be. Like, our attention and who we're asking and who we're demanding to hear from, to get action from, like, it should not be celebrities. It should be politicians.
I 100% agree.
Us being like, Justin Bieber.
Why aren't you talking about it? Yeah.
Like, that's taking away time from sending emails to prime ministers who are the ones who should be making moves and doing things about it. Like,
I'll see comment sections of on celebrities, like, TikToks or Instagrams or whatever, just being like, oh my god, why haven't you talked about it yet? Why haven't you talked about it yet? It's like, that. What is them talking about really gonna, like, do?
Yeah.
They're not aware. Like, if they might do more harm than good.
Exactly. Because then it makes it seem like social media is the central news source for that topic.
And it should not be.
100% should not be.
Yeah. Social media should not be our main news outlet, unfortunately, in today's world. It kind of is. Like, mainstream news is where normally you get the more accurate sense of news. And obviously you should do your own research because there has been times where mainstream news has been determined to be false as well. Mm-hmm. But, like, when you see social media, first of all, algorithms are so aggressive, as we've talked about. You're going to see very much one side. And second of all, there are people that post things for views.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah. Or, like...
Or performative activism.
A 15-year-old TikToker who just got famous yesterday. Yeah. You're asking her to talk about some century-old conflict. Like, it doesn't even make sense.
100%. 100%. I agree.
Yeah. And it's just, like, Instagram stories should not be your main source of following, like, a really intense conflict that affects so many people's lives.
Yeah. And with that being said, like, if you are educated and you feel that you have the ability to spread resources and spread education and be an advocate for issues, 100% do it. And I've done it before.
Yeah,
and I continue to do it. And I think that is important. But at the same time, we should not put all our eggs in one basket with celebrities and try to make them do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is not us discouraging people from getting involved or posting things.
Yeah.
It's just more like encouraging people to use their critical thinking about what they use as their main sources. Yes. Or, like, the people that they're waiting to hear from. I think we gotta think about it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay, one last topic and then we're gonna wrap it up for today.
Mm-hmm. So, this kind of goes, still keeping up with celebrities. I've been seeing, every time I literally go through, like, every three videos on TikTok, and Jason Nash from, like, David Dobrik's Vlog Squad on YouTube.
Yeah.
Begging people to, like, send him money on the lives. Like, he's been doing it every day in November or something like that. And, like, it's, like, his whole thing. And so I'm getting, like, an actual job. And I've seen other content creators who've, like, kind of, like, lost their, I guess, their hype.
Yeah.
Doing things like that, including a lot of David's, like, old friends. Uh-huh. So, like, I'm at the point where it's, like, I know losing, like, your hype from being someone on social media, like, it's difficult to, like, have kind of, like, an end of something that you thought would be a long-term career. But I feel like if you're gonna, you know, put everything into social media, you have to have a little bit of a backup plan because hype goes in and out so quickly.
Yeah.
And cancel culture is so prominent. Like, David Dobrik, we thought, would probably be a celebrity for a very long time, but he's who is he now, right?
Yeah.
Even though he was so successful, like, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Like, also, these celebrities, like, begging, or, like, these, like, old content creators begging for people's, like, hard-earned money.
No, online. That's,
like,
crazy.
Embarrassing.
Because, like, yeah, you have groceries to pay, but, like, so do all of these other people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, send me your money to, like, these, like, 14-year-old Jason Nash fans.
Oh, my gosh, and that's worse. I didn't even think about the fact that they're kids.
Yeah, right? Like, aren't they all kids?
No,
like, the
vlog squad? I honestly think that's a little bit wrong.
Right?
Because he's, morally, like, 50-something.
He looks so much older than 50. Are we sure? I thought he was older than that.
Like, I don't know, like, 55.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, and if you know your fan base is mostly kids, like, preteens, I think that's messed up.
It's just morally wrong at that point.
Yeah, because it's like you said, anyone coming into social media, like, knows how the space is. It's very in and out. You have to build a separate brand for yourself that will be able to withstand your hype, like you said.
Yeah.
And so you should know that. If that's your career path, you should know that. It shouldn't be up to these 13-year-olds to support you.
Yeah, I saw someone comment under his live, time to sell the Tesla. And
yeah, or that too. Like, because these people are definitely still living in their LA mansion.
Yeah, like, time to downsize a little, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's crazy though. I can't believe that.
I know. It's like kind of sad that, like,
But I feel like they all still do fairly well. They don't?
No, like, definitely, like, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Or, like, Todd and Heath, because they have, or not Todd, sorry, yeah. Heath and Zane.
Yeah, because they have their podcast.
Yeah, they have, like, certain things, but, like, some of them, like, have, like, do you remember Jonah and, like, his family? They have, like, nothing right now.
Oh, wow.
They have nothing out. Jason Nash has, like, no content.
David also, like, uses them all in his videos, too, but then, I guess, like, if he's not making videos anymore, then what do they do?
Exactly, like, they didn't really make content outside of David. Like, were any of them, like, YouTubers outside of...
Not Jonah and them. Jason is, though.
Oh. I mean, Trisha Paytas is doing well, having her second kid on the way.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very happy for her.
I actually am. She's gonna name him Elvis.
Oh my god, is she actually? Malibu and Elvis?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Malibu, named after Girlie's dog.
Yay! Yeah, there, you know what? See, there is someone for everyone. She found her King Moses.
Yes. Who's also, like, her, like, ex-best friend's in-law.
Yes.
Which is kind of crazy.
Which is really funny.
Anyways.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Okay, we will see you guys second week of January when we come back after the break. We hope you guys have a very nice, restful holiday season.
Yes.
And yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and see you next time.
Bye.